Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Tuesday, May 26th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. I am so thrilled to be in this new series together with the heart of Pentecost beating in it and through it. We've just come through Pentecost Sunday, and we are called to be, invited to be Pentecost people in the world. So all the things, everyday ministry in the power of the Spirit is all about becoming people of Pentecost. I want to encourage you as we begin to consider doing this with some friends. If you have a band, that would be fantastic, because there are going to be conversations along the way that are going to encourage you, inspire you, renew you, and it'd be great to do it with others, but you can, of course, do it on your own. I'd encourage you to get a hold of the journal. This has not only all the entries, but also prayers and journaling prompts and activations. It's going to be a place where you write down the names of people you're praying for, where you're going to see results happen in this documentation of what we're doing together. I'd encourage you to do this with small groups. We have congregations that are doing this right along with the series, some that are going to do it later. We're going to be really investing time in seeing that community of the body of Christ, that is who we are as the Wake Up Call community, really opening up our hearts to Jesus moving in us and using us in new and beautiful ways in our lives. So I'd encourage you to do it with others. Then I have something special to tell you. JD is going to join me every Tuesday, today, Taco Tuesday, to have a conversation about that day's entry, which is going to be pretty special. We really do well when he and I are going back and forth talking about what the Spirit is doing in our lives, and I think that'll be a fun addition to every one of these entries. So he's going to be joining me later on before we sing, and I'd encourage you every Tuesday to stay tuned for those. Okay, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together as we begin. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is titled, All the Things. When do we get to do the stuff? And our passage is today, as it was yesterday, Acts 1 verses 1 to 2. Hear the word of the Lord. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. The word of the Lord. Consider this. Today's story illustrates that we don't need to have everything in order before we can be about the business of our Father in people's lives. And here's our story for today. A Methodist pastor once came to John Wimber, the late founder of the Vineyard Movement, with a burning question. He wanted to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit, but he was consumed by the work of committees and administration. Can anyone relate to this? John encouraged him, A, to focus on God changing him on the inside rather than on the outside challenges, and B, to invite the Father to work through him no matter where he was. Well, the pastor went for it. He began to ask God who to pray for and how to pray. He began to ask people all around him if he could pray for them. He didn't think about doing it. He just did it, and lives were changed. When I think of all the things that Jesus did and taught, everything that Luke must have been thinking about when he wrote Acts 1, verses 1 and 2, I'm reminded of a famous anecdote about John Wimber, who was a mentor to me and to tens, if not hundreds of thousands over the decades. But he was a very specific mentor to me in many ways over my journey as a follower of Jesus, as a pastor, and as a leader, and especially near the end of his life. So here's his story. When John first became a follower of Jesus and began reading his Bible after coming off drugs and dropping out of the music industry scene, he took in all the stories of miracles performed by Jesus and his disciples. To John, miracles and spiritual gifts seemed to be very normal parts of the Christian life for the early church. Each of those gifts and the miraculous experiences connected to them seemed to reveal God's love to a person. Remember J.D.'s definition of awakening. It's God's love expressed and experienced to a person, then moving through a person to a person, and so on and so on, leading that person to follow Jesus, often along with family and friends. To John, the New Testament and early Christians seemed to believe that spiritual gifts were not optional. They were normal. They were essential. They were necessary to awaken the heart to Jesus. They made living witnesses out of ordinary disciples. They confirmed the good news of Jesus was true through and through. So after reading the Gospels and the New Testament and experiencing the dryness of a particular church service, John Wimber had one singular pressing question. When do we get to do the stuff? When do we get to do the stuff? John was trying to bridge the gap between what he saw in the New Testament and what he saw in current church life. He believed that Jesus was training apprentices, not spectators, right? And what was the stuff that John wanted to do? Well, John was talking about all the things of Acts 1. He was talking about life-to-life kingdom ministry in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. John would go on to lead a global movement, the Vineyard Movement, which is a substantial part of my own church background for almost 40 years, that seeks to embody a Jesus-like, word-centered, spirit-filled, heaven-meets-earth, love-motivated, power-activated, naturally supernatural approach to living. And if you're asking today, like John did, when do we get to do the stuff? My answer is today. We can do the stuff today. Jesus commissioned his first disciples, his apprentices, to go out into the world to do two things simultaneously. They would preach the good news of the kingdom of God, and they would demonstrate that news through signs and wonders that led back to the love of God. So here is a gospel truth to set us free today. All the things that Jesus did, you and I are invited, commissioned, and empowered to do with him. And where will that be? It will be in our sphere of influence, in our relationships, in our towns, in our cities, in our homes, in our one-on-one relationships. That's the place. That is the location where Jesus will, living in you, move through you to touch others' lives. Today, we get to do the stuff of kingdom ministry. Today, you and I get to partner with the Father in healing hearts, minds, and bodies by the power of the Spirit living in us. So here's our prayer for today. Lord Jesus, I want to do the stuff of the kingdom of God. I want to join you in your work in my neighborhood, in my workplace, and in my home. Give me the desire and the boldness to move into a fresh season of learning to minister to others with you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here are our journal prompts for today. What have you done in your life that Jesus did? Now, let me give you a context for that question. What have you done in your life that Jesus did? So instead of starting from I haven't really done much, don't start there. Start with believing that God has been at work in you, through you, since you began following Jesus, in a profound and powerful way, ministering to hearts through you. Look back over your life. Look back over the decades. And begin to write down in your journal, what have I done that is the same kind of thing that Jesus did? Where have I undid with the Spirit the works of the evil one? Where have I participated in proclaiming good news to someone who was poor in spirit? Where have I done in my life what Jesus did? Begin to draw that one-to-one correlation. J.D. often says, our model when we're looking at the Gospels is not the disciples, it's Jesus. Jesus is the one who, living in us, is making us like him. And we move from consecration into transformation into demonstration. That's the pattern of the awakened life. So what have you done in your life that Jesus did? And the second question, have you primarily sought to imitate Jesus' character, his ethics, his ways of treating people, or have you also practiced participating in ministry with the Holy Spirit through spiritual gifts? Have you moved in a way in your life that reflects his character, moving through you, his ethics, his ways of treating people? Remember, we're going to come back to this again and again because spiritual gifts get all sorts of people excited about drama and fireworks. And what we see in Jesus is how he self-describes, I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart. Jesus moved with compassion. We don't see flaky and wacky leading the way here in what Jesus does. We see him moving in a very naturally supernatural way. And he's moving in the gifts of the Spirit, all intermingled with his person, the fruit of the Spirit, his character. And that's what Gordon Fee says, is that animating life of the church is the Holy Spirit. We are moving in gentleness and humility, moved by compassion, and we're doing it with the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against those things, the scripture says, there's no law. These things were in the lead in Jesus. They can be in the lead in our lives. So journal your reflection on that question. Have you been just about focusing on being like Jesus in your gentleness and humility of heart? Or have you also added to that, expressing his love to the world, then moving in spiritual gifts as you understand them? And we'll be exploring that as we go along. And then today's activation. And let me say again about activations. I am participating with you every single day in these activations. This is a we thing. This is a you and I thing. This is us doing this together. Today, notice who God is bringing across your path. Ask the Lord to begin to give you discernment as to what he is already doing in their lives so that you can begin to join him. Ask the Lord to begin to give you discernment as to what he's already doing in their lives so that you can begin to join him, because he's leading the ministry, not you and me. His Spirit within us, Jesus' Spirit within us, is doing the ministry through us, not you and me. You see, we get really confused when we start making this about we did this and we do that. And when we lose the plot there, we get everything wrong. This is about Jesus living in us, moving through us. That was the plan from the beginning. No longer is it I who live, Paul said, but it is Christ living in me and through me in the world. All right, well, John David, good to see you. Before we sing, let's talk a little bit.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Did you miss me? Well, I missed you so bad, I had to come back here and jump in with Dan and share in the goodness of all the things.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we start with, we today have been talking about when do we get to do the stuff? And we've just really begun our All the Things journey. I'd love to hear from you. Just where did this, you know, this began, I shared that, this began in a conversation we had about getting into these things and talking about what this means for everyday people.
Yes.
Do it. Getting the professional Christianity, you know, out of the way and the microphones and stages and all this. Just say, what's it mean for you and me today to walk in everyday ministry with the Spirit?
Wait, hang on. You got microphones and stages? Because I got none of that, Dan.
I'm not talking about my microphones and stages. I'm talking about the microphones and stages.
Yes, church. You're talking about church.
Church as we know it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Dan, this is, I appreciate this series so much and that you're leading the Sower Nation into it. It's so critical. Here we are just days after the day of Pentecost. Every day to me is the day after the day of Pentecost.
Today.
It's today. I wore my favorite shirt. If you're watching this on YouTube, it says today. And no, we don't have any for sale yet, but they're coming soon. And this has been a splinter in my soul for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the words that Jesus, you know, he's coming to the end of his session on earth, mm-hmm. and he's preparing to go and lead his session on earth from heaven.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, his session on earth was leading his session on earth as it is in heaven, and then he's going to go and lead it from the other side.
That's right.
In a way that is going to empower everyone to do it. And that's exactly what he's saying. I believe it may be John 14, where he says these things, he's talking to his disciples. They're all puzzled. They're like, he's leaving. Well, how's this going to go? It's not going to go well. How's this going to work with Jesus gone and us still here? It's why when he left, they hid, right?
Yep.
They went and hid. And of course, he sends the Holy Spirit. But the point is to say he says to them, guys, these things that I'm doing, greater things than these will you do because I go to the Father, because I'm going to the other side. I'm going to go from here to there so that I can then go from there to everywhere. And that means your backyard, your shop, your home, your neighborhood, your church, your town, your place of work, your school, where you're going to school today.
Yeah.
He says, you're going to do essentially what you're saying in today's entry, the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff, right?
Yeah.
Am I reading that right, Dan?
That's right.
Because here's the problem for me. The splinter, right? I'm like, I'm reading this and I'm like, well, hang on, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Either this is wrong or I'm not getting it. And I came out on the side of like, I guess I'm just not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been on a journey just like you.
Yep.
Of understanding, of seeking, of learning, of like, well, why aren't we doing the stuff? And, you know, some years back, I feel like I just started acting. Faith is acting as if the thing Jesus is saying is true.
Yeah.
And I just started doing it. And, you know, it's real is what I'll say to you.
Yeah.
And that's what we want for the series.
That's right. And once you start doing it, you are the thing. Like, it's not that we have to practice and then all of a sudden, maybe one day, it's like, no, the Holy Spirit's in you. Now we're going to begin to discern the Spirit's voice, to act in faith, to be followers of Jesus, apprentices, but with his Spirit within us, doing his ministry through us. That was always the intent, right? The ascension, it was always the intent, never for him to do it all, and then we watch and preach about it and talk about it for generations. Like, it was always right here. It was
he wants
you and
to do
I.
It with us, through us, in us.
That's right.
All about
That's right.
us. So, yeah, thanks for the activation today.
Yeah.
This is, we're starting to wake up here.
That's right.
And, yeah, I think it's time to sing, Dan.
It is. All right. Thanks, man. So today for our moment of worship in our meeting with Jesus, we're going to sing what is in our Great Redeemer's Praise, number 31, the chorus, the worship song, How Great is Our God. So let's worship together. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, made all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God. 'Cause you're the name above all names, and you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. 'Cause you're the name above all names, and you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God. Amen. Well, let's gather our seeds together and get ready to sow. We'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wood.